Page 26. Measure number 24-428, Aurora, Rural Fire Protection District number 63, referred by the Fire Board. Replace current tax levy for emergency fire and medical services. Question, shall ARFPD replace current operating levy with a levy of 99 cents per $1,000 assessed value for 5 years, beginning in fiscal year 2018-2019? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary, Aurora Rural Fire Protection District, or ARFPD, provides emergency fire and medical response services to 64 square miles of Marion and Clackamas counties, including the cities of Aurora and Donald. In 2013, the voters approved a 5-year local option levy with a tax rate of 49 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. Levy funds were used to allow the career staffing at the current level of 4 firefighting positions and 6 resident student fire and life safety positions. These firefighting positions supplement the volunteer staffing on response units during the daytime hours when many of the volunteers are at work. This helps ensure sufficient personnel arrive within initial minutes of an emergency. Levy funds are also used for supplies, equipment, and repairs. If approved, this measure will replace the current levy with a new rate of 99 cents for 5 years, beginning in 2018. The new levy would allow the district to increase staffing to 9 full-time firefighting positions. The levy would also pay for firefighting and medical tools, safety equipment, and repairs. The estimated revenues for each year of the levy are $754,521 in 2018-2019, $777,157 in 2019-2020, $872,000 in 2020-2021, $824,486 in 2021-2022, $849,221 in 2022-2023. The total estimated amount of tax to be raised is $4,005,857. The estimated cost for this measure is an estimate only, based on the best information available from the county assessor at the time of estimate, and may reflect the impact of early payment discounts, compression, and collection rate. Explanatory statement for Measure 24-428. The Aurora Rural Fire Protection District, or ARFPD, provides fire suppression, emergency medical care, rescue, and fire prevention services to an area of 64 square miles. ARFPD serves the cities of Aurora and Donald, as well as unincorporated areas of Clackamas and Marion counties. What is the history behind this proposal? Residents served by ARFPD approved a levy for emergency services in 2013 for 5 years. It will expire in 2019. This proposal would replace that levy with a new one starting in July 2018. What does this measure propose? This levy proposes to replace the current levy for 5 years at a tax rate of 99 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. This would enable the district to hire 5 more firefighters to expand the current level of fire suppression and emergency services to include 2 firefighters on shift 24 hours per day, 7 days a week. When would the levy first be collected? It would appear for the first time on the November 2018 property tax statement. For example, a property owner with an assessed value of $150,000, estimated market value $255,000, would pay $148.50 in 2018. What was done with the levy funds voter approved in 2013? The focus of the previous levy was maintaining personnel and updated technology to maintain responses to fires and medical emergencies. Specifically, 1, full-time staff was maintained at the current level of 4. The student sleeper program was maintained at the current level of 6 students. This staff's personnel positions available Monday through Friday during the daytime hours when many of the volunteers are at work. 2, equipment was repaired as needed. 3, 2 new fire engines were purchased to replace 30-year-old engines. What would the renewed levy pay for? 1, this levy will allow the funding for 5 new firefighting positions to allow full-time staffing 24 hours per day, 7 days a week, to supplement the volunteer program. These positions help ensure sufficient personnel arrive within the initial minutes of an emergency. 2, repairs to the existing apparatus and equipment. 3, replaces firefighter safety equipment. 4, provides tools for firefighting and emergency medical response. 5, upgrades emergency communication equipment. 6, continues to cover housing costs for the student sleeper positions. What happens if this option tax fails to pass? Maintaining emergency response services would remain ARFPD's priority. However, without this levy, staffing at night and on weekends will continue to be diminished. Submitted by Mark Anderson, Board President, Aurora Rural Fire Protection District. No arguments were submitted in opposition to Measure 24-428. Page 27, argument in favor. Please vote yes on Measure Number 24-428, Aurora Rural Fire Protection District Operating Levy. My name is Greg Leo. I am Vice President of the Aurora Rural Fire Protection District. I have served on the Aurora Fire Board since 2009. I ask you to vote yes on Measure 24-428. In my opinion, here's why. Providing an affordable response to citizen calls for service. When you call 911 in our 64-square-mile fire district, you expect a fast response with the right emergency personnel and equipment to meet your fire and life safety needs. Our fire board has worked hard to provide this life safety response while keeping your taxes low by managing district resources conservatively. Our changing service model. We are changing from a rural to more urban district. Our volunteer firefighters are less able to answer calls during the day. With the assistance of Special Districts of Oregon, we have studied the calls for service and have found that we must hire and train additional professional firefighters to meet the dynamic and increasing number of calls for service. Listening to our district voters, we have received grants for both fire station seismic upgrades and financed 2 replacement engines through thoughtful budgeting. We have deferred on building our new training facility until additional resources are available. This is a needs, not wants, levy request, providing training to volunteers and student firefighters. We are proud to work with Chemeketa Community College to provide real-life training for fire, EMS, and life safety students. This helps us provide needed service coverage while helping to train life safety professionals for the future, protecting you and your community. Being there to help you and your family at the time of an accident, fire, or medical emergency is our priority. Vote yes to provide the necessary funds to keep our fire district ready to respond when you need life safety services. Please vote yes on Measure 24-428. This information furnished by Greg Leo, Buttesville resident and Vice President of Aurora Rural Fire Protection District, ARFPD. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 27, another argument in favor of 24-428. Board members recommend a yes vote on Measure 24-428. The voter-elected Board of Directors for the Aurora Rural Fire Protection District No. 63, AFD, voted unanimously to refer Measure 24-428 to the voters. As individual board members, we recommend you vote yes on this measure to continue to improve fire and emergency medical responses for the residents of the Aurora Fire District. We are in support of Measure 24-428 for several reasons. 1, this measure replaces the current tax levy for emergency fire and medical services at a rate of 99 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for 5 years, beginning in fiscal year 2018-2019. 2, the additional staffing will augment and not replace our current volunteer firefighters. 3, our increased call volume has stressed the district's ability to cover our calls with our current staffing. 4, the increased staffing will ensure 24-hour, 7-days-a-week responses to fire and medical emergencies. 5, as with the previous levies, it will help ensure a faster response and quicker action by our volunteer and professional firefighters to enable them to respond quickly and safely to fires, accidents, and medical emergencies within our 64-square-mile district and provides a level of service coverage to meet the growth and changing needs of our fire district. 6, this is a 50-cent per $1,000 increase to pay for additional firefighters, facilities, and equipment to cover the increasing calls for service in our district. As board members, we appreciate and thank you for your past support. We have worked hard to efficiently manage district resources to assure high-quality service with stable costs to the Aurora Fire District citizens. Your support of our firefighters and improving their safety is greatly appreciated. Please join the Aurora Rural Fire Protection District Board members in voting yes on Measure 24-428. Aurora Rural Fire Protection District Board, Mark Anderson, President, Aurora, Greg Leo, Vice President, Buttesville, Bill Anderson, Secretary, Aurora, Donald, Bobby Meyer, Board Member, Aurora. This information furnished by Mark Anderson, President of the Aurora Rural Fire Protection District. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.